Okay, welcome to August 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And in case you're wondering, no, I am not a history teacher. I'm not much of a teacher of anything, actually. I just do the show because I'm proud of America. And for the next 5 minutes or so, I'll give you some of the reasons why. I assembled this podcast, by the way, in San Diego, California. If you're looking to move here, or if you have any questions about refinancing or real estate in general, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com and then give her a call. Her number is 619-507-4906. All right, and let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's all stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Beautiful. And moving on to today's headlines, Soviet ballet dancer Gudinov defects to America. Shields Chasik of Bucks County, PA, becomes Sesame Street's biggest fan. The Republic of Franklin declares independence from the United States. And Yankee Zach Britton converts his 60th consecutive save. All right, so now let's get started. 1979, Alexander Gudinov defects to the U.S. So how's that communist thing working out? Exactly. Normally, I don't talk about ballet on this show because it's just not my thing, but this is a cool story. Besides, Gudinov played Carl in Die Hard. There were several ballet dancers from the Soviet Union who defected and sought asylum in the United States, including Rudolf Nureyev, Natalie Makarova, and Mikhail Baryshnikov. But Gudinov was from the esteemed Bolshoi Ballet. His defection was a big slap in the face of the Soviet Union. His wife, however, decided not to defect and stayed behind. The two divorced. In fact, U.S. President Jimmy Carter and Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev were okay with the fact that she wanted to stay on her own free will. This was a big political statement, and Gudinov enjoyed a very successful career in the United States, both as a dancer and as a Hollywood actor. He appeared in the movies Witness in 1985, The Money Pit in 1986, Die Hard in 1988, and several others. He died from alcohol-related issues in 1995. Oh, wait. 2016, Sheila Chastik found her way to Sesame Street. She also won the prize for collecting the most Sesame Street toys ever. She started in 1973 by painting her New York apartment's kitchen yellow and collecting Big Birds. Sheila was actually a college math professor and retired recently to enjoy her toys. When she got the news she was the record holder, Children's Television Workshop actually invited her to Sesame Street Land in Bucks County, Pennsylvania for a day. Apparently it's a theme park. Sheila, her husband, children, their spouses, and their children all got to go. During the performance, Big Bird himself invited Sheila up on stage and congratulated her. The folks at Sesame Street gave Sheila about 50 more Sesame Street collectibles, because, you know, they had to clear out the warehouse somehow, which pushed her assemblage over the 1,000 limit. Congratulations, Sheila. We hope you have a very yellow day. 1784. The Free Republic State of Franklin declares independence. This was almost America's 14th colony or state. The state of Franklin, which would later become East Tennessee, existed from 1784 to 1788. In fact, if you know the story, chances are it's because you're from that area. In fact, they still have the Bank of Franklin in Johnson County. And then again, there's Franklin Road, which runs next to Tennessee State University. Franklin had ceded its western land claims between the Allegheny Mountains and the Mississippi River. The four counties of Washington, Sullivan, Spencer, or present-day Hawkins, and Greene declared independence from North Carolina, but later petitioned for statehood to Congress. The petition didn't pass, and Franklin remained an independent nation with its own government, constitution, currency, etc., etc. It had a very weak economy, and its governor, John Sevier, was considering asking the Spanish for aid. That would have been bad for the new United States, and Sevier was arrested. When Cherokee, Chickamauga, and Chickasaw tribes began attacking the area in 1788, it rejoined North Carolina in order to get military support. 2017, Zach Britton converts his 60th consecutive save. New York Yankee, former Oriole, Britton was drafted by Baltimore in the third round of the MLB back in 06. In 15 and 16, he was an MLB All-Star and led the American League with 47 saves and 63 game finishes. Also in 2016, he pitched 67 innings while allowing only 4 earned runs, giving him a .54 ERA, the lowest by an MLB player who pitched at least 50 innings in 4 seasons. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. Good enough, fans. Did you like it better as an actor or a ballet dancer?
What about Shields Chastic? Does she have any street cred? You bet she does. Sesame Street, that is.
But yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program, The British Sack the White House. I'll talk about the War of 1812, Zsa Zsa Gabor, the shoelace making machine, Pete Rose, and Windows 95. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.